Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
World can be a weird, weird place. For most of us, nothing bad ever happens. We live our lives and never really think about crimes. Well, unless you're listening to true crime podcasts and watching the shows regarding it. And also, the vast majority of us go through life without committing crimes. As far as how many Americans are criminals, it's difficult, if not impossible, to say. Being a lot of crimes, never have a suspect that is arrested. In the essence of the word criminal, I'm sure a lot of people are. They just haven't been caught. But there are those that are arrested. According to the FBI and some of their statistics from 2019, there were a total of 10,085,207 arrests in America. Overall, this makes out to 3,011 arrests per 100,000 people. That's for every type of offense, both violent and nonviolent. When these people who are arrested interact with police, sometimes how they act can dictate whether or not they're going to be arrested. If police are called for a simple disorderly or maybe drunk person, they'll talk to him, and if the situation is easily resolved, a warning may be issued and the person can walk away. But run that mouth, and chances are, you're going to catch a charge. Some might say, you'll get on paper. And that's a decent amount of talking for me about other people doing a bunch of yammering. But it's nothing at all close to what the suspects that I'll be talking about in this episode will do. It's quite possible that these incidents I'll play and talk about today have some of the most annoying arrestees ever. For almost all my previous episodes, I know that you'll listen to the end. This one, though, I wonder if you can make it to the end. Welcome back to Music City 911. This episode is going to be done a lot differently than others. Unfortunately, there's no 911 calls I can play. These incidents, they were released with body-worn camera only. I have very little information about them. But the incidents, well, I think they're going to speak for themselves. I'm doing this episode because I put out one of these incidents on Patreon. Originally, I had no plans as to putting it on a full episode, but I got so much interaction from y'all over at Patreon that I knew everyone would want to hear this. So I scoured the internet trying to find others like it. And my God, can people be annoying as hell when they get arrested? It's absolutely incredible. The first one, I'll take you up to sunny and warm Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Okay, I'm lying about that bit. For this one, it's not at all sunny or warm. To paint a picture, it's Wisconsin on January 28th of 2023 at about 10:45 at night. The temperature is around 5 degrees and there's a good bit of snow on the ground. Police get a call about a man inside of a house that's drunk and refusing to leave. We'll join up with the police just after they knock on the door of the house.
What's going on?
What do you want?
Well, we got called here.
For what?
For Ant.
He's not here.
Well, I know. That's why we got called here.
Can I put on pants? I'm not wearing any.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll just wait here, okay?
Give me like 5 minutes.
Officers were waiting, and the man who they were looking for walks up wearing only pants. No coat, no shirt, no shoes or socks.
They told me to talk to her tonight.
Get back.
No.
Yes.
They told me to come here.
You can't
here.
Just walk up on me. Just
they
get
told
back.
Me to come here tonight.
Calm down. Just get back.
They don't told me to come me here. Like okay. I won't,
listen,
but they told me.
Just take a step back.
No, they come told here. Me to come
just
here.
Come here.
Don't touch me.
Come here.
They so told me to come here.
So we can talk to you. Come
no.
Here.
Yes, we need to talk to you.
They told me to come here, so I'm not coming here.
You're right here.
They told me to be here.
Okay.
I'm cold, okay? My feet are frozen. Can I not go inside?
That. No, but I can grab my squad car and we
well,
can keep
I'm
you in there.
Walk the fuck
no, you're not.
Stop talking.
Stop.
I don't fucking like you.
As you could probably tell, just that little bit got him really agitated. He started yelling, becoming resistive, and the police ended up taking him to the ground to put him in handcuffs.
Help, let's stop so we can get you out of the snow.
What the fuck is your problem? What is your problem?
Stop.
Do you guys hate me?
Step back.
You fucking
step
bitches! Back. Come on, you fucking work! I will kill you!
The person who was doing the yelling, Brant Bruchert, was being detained by officers who were trying to get the handcuffs on him. His girlfriend, Tiana, who we heard answer the door, sees this happening and runs out trying to get the arrest to stop happening. She does this by trying to hit one of the officers. A little word to the wise. If you're witnessing an arrest going on and you try to intervene by hitting an officer, the arrest won't stop. What will happen is it will actually multiply. One arrest will become two.
I will fucking... Come on, bitch! Come on, bitch! I will kill you.
More, you
I will
stop.
Kill you. Stop. I will kill you.
Put your hands on your back.
Come and kill me. I will kill you, whore.
I know you are. Stop.
You right. Want me to slit your throat?
Nope. I'd like for you to take.
Do you want me to slit your throat?
Grant.
I will kill you.
You need to calm down so I can get you out of the snow.
Do you care?
William on 52 at court.
I will slit your throat. Right now!
To calm down.
I want to cut your throat!
Okay, well, I want to get you out of the snow.
I want to cut you hard! I hope you know I will bleed for you! I will bleed for you! I will bleed!
Take a
I'll
breath.
Cut your throat open! I will swing your throat, you whore!
Will you calm down so I can get you out of the snow?
No, bitch!
Okay.
I will slit your throat open. Don't fucking. Do you care? Really? Keep going, bitch. Keep fucking going. Yeah? Yeah?
Brant, why are you doing this?
Because I hate you. I hate you. I fucking hate you. I hate the police.
Okay, that's fine. Sit up.
I fucking hate the police. I fucking hate the police.
Stop. Okay, we're walking. Let's go.
I fucking hate the police. I fucking hate you all. You don't care. You don't love us. All you do is hurt us. You don't want to help us at all. That's why you want to make us walk in the snow. You want to make us freeze our feet off. That's why my feet hurt. Because you don't care. You don't fucking care at all. This way is fucking... My pants are falling, okay? I'm trying to pull my pants up, okay? You guys don't fucking care. You hate us. I tried, okay? I fucking tried. Why do you hate me? Why?
From the sound of it, Drunken Brant isn't the biggest fan of police. But that's something I could be wrong about. The questioning of the hatred that apparently all police bring is continued by Brant in his totally clear-headed and lucid oration.
Why do you hate me?
Well, I don't hate you at all.
No, you do.
Well, you're not listening when we're giving
Why
orders.
Do you fucking hate me? Why? What have I done? Seriously.
We're trying to talk to you and you're
No, you're not. What have I done? What the fuck have I done right now?
We're trying to... We threatened my partner.
I'm literally naked in the middle of a snowstorm right yeah. now. And I'm cold as fuck.
I'm sure you
and
are.
And you don't fucking care. Yes, Why I am do. I so fucking hideous? What did I do? Please, give me an answer.
I will. But just relax for 2
really?
Seconds. Yes, just cut your breath.
Really?
Yes.
Really? So what did I do? Why am I so naked right now? I literally have no fucking shoes. My shoes are fucking naked. It's cold as fuck and you don't give a shit.
I do, because I don't like
Yup, because you're in boots and I'm naked getting into a squad car. Yup. I bet. I fucking bet.
To his credit, he's got a very good point. I really do hate it when my shoes are naked too.
I fucking bet. I hope you guys get stabbed tonight. I hope you get stabbed tonight.
Have a seat, please.
I hope you get stabbed tonight. I hope you get stabbed. I hope you die. You guys are a piece of shit cop. You guys don't fucking care about anybody. You don't want to help anybody. No, don't take my cuffs off. Don't fucking take my cuffs off. If you guys don't want to help me, you won't help anybody.
At that point, Brant was loaded into the squad car, and his lovely language continued all the way to jail. He was charged with felony threats to a law enforcement officer, misdemeanor disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. He was released with a $7,500 bond. His girlfriend, Tiana, was charged with felony battery to a law enforcement officer, misdemeanor resisting arrest, and bail jumping. She was later released on a $10,000 bond. I guess all I can say on this is when you're drinking, know your limits. Seems like Brant hadn't been advised of his and kept soldiering on well past when he should have stopped. The next one, we'll take a trip to Dallas at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. Airport police have been alerted to an intoxicated person who was bothering other patrons at the Blue Mediterranean Bar inside the terminal of the airport.
Hey, this is all you
guys. What's going on?
He keeps coming in and bothering this guy. He said he doesn't know him. So, let's ask her to leave. He doesn't even want to talk. Okay?
You want to go sit down for me? She didn't have anything in
the bar. No, she has it. He said he doesn't know.
Do
she
what?
Keep going to this guy. And he said, I don't even know.
You know she, this is the only bag she brought
That's
in?
That's the only bag she just gave
Okay. Appreciate it.
You okay? Yeah? Okay.
Are you traveling alone?
We all speak Arabic.
Are you with somebody?
With them.
Who's them?
Them. Over there.
Where are you flying to?
Those people? Them? I don't think they're with you.
No.
Yeah, she looked away real fast.
That's a wine.
I had a lot of wine.
You had a lot of wine?
Yeah,
we can tell.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
So are you traveling alone? Listen to what I'm saying. Focus. Are you traveling alone? Yes
I'm
or no?
I'm focusing. They're lying. Okay?
Are you traveling alone? Yes or no?
I am.
Okay. All right. Where's your ID?
Over here.
Can I see it? Can
of
I get
course.
It out for you?
Yeah. So what you want from me?
Your driver's license or your ID or whatever
My
kind
ID.
Of identification you have and your
okay.
boarding pass.
So what?
Why are
so
you
what
so
you
angry?
Do to me?
I'm not trying to
angry.
Do anything.
I was just trying to make sure you're okay.
I'm okay.
Okay. Thank you.
think you might have had a little too much to drink. How much
no,
wine?
I didn't.
How much wine have you had?
It's my problem.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Officer Hill. How much wine have you had? It's okay.
Does it matter?
How much wine have you drank tonight? Ma'am, focus on me, okay? How much wine have you had to drink tonight?
Two glasses.
Two glasses, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, how long ago was that?
2 hours ago.
2 hours ago? All right.
Remember in the last episode when I said that when questioned on DUIs as to how much they've had to drink, it seems like the standard answer is two drinks? She must have had the same bartender that the rest of them do. And that bartender must be really doctoring up those drinks if two of them get you as loopy as some of these people. Until now, the female traveler has been calm and cooperative, though maybe a bit slow with her answers. That all changes in this next little segment.
Let's walk over here, okay? At least you can stand.
No. You gotta give me my passport back.
Hey, ma'am. Just relax.
What's her name?
Relax.
You gotta give me my passport.
I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it.
Yeah.
Just relax.
Hey. No, hey. Don't touch me.
You need to relax.
Don't touch me.
Him, okay?
Don't try to grab anything
out of his hand.
All right.
No.
We're done. Take your bag off.
Relax.
We're done.
Relax.
You're under arrest.
We're going to place you under arrest for public intoxication, okay?
Chance behind your back. Don't resist.
Relax. Hey, relax.
Don't resist.
Hey, it's not worth it, okay? This is a ticket. We're going to give you somewhere to sleep it off, and that's it, okay? But you need to relax.
Stop pulling away. Let go.
It's okay. Relax. Okay.
I can't double lock it.
Stop.
Pull that hand. She's trying to claw me.
Relax. Dude, hey, you scratch him, that's a whole nother charge. And you don't get out tonight. Don't scratch him.
You're trying to scratch me. I know what you're doing.
You scratched yourself, too.
Of course relax. You're trying to scratch people.
You ever got a speeding ticket before? That's it. That's all it says. Okay? We're going to give you somewhere to sleep. If you fight us, you scratch him, buddy.
I got him.
You don't get out tonight. Really?
It's transport.
You want to get out tonight?
Yes, please.
You want to get... Where are you flying to?
Upper level.
Where are you flying to? Are you trying to go home?
I don't know. Just go.
Come on.
Walk.
Come on.
Walk.
Relax. It's right here. It's right behind you. Relax, ma'am. Come on.
No.
Why are you fighting us?
Where's my stuff?
It's right here. Look. Your stuff's right there. Look.
Don't touch me. Don't hurt me.
Let's go. Walk.
Tell your brother don't hurt me.
There's...
This guy is hurting me.
You need to relax.
Okay.
Can we get hurting
me. He's not hurting you. You are fighting us.
You're not. He's hurting me.
You need to relax.
No.
You need to relax.
No.
Yes.
No.
Relax.
Just hold on. Let's get them in.
Do not try to headbutt anyone again. You
don't
understand?
Don't let me hurt me again. He doesn't need to hurt me. He was hurting my hands. You didn't. You didn't. He did. So what's the thing?
She kicked me and she headbutted me.
Yeah. So what?
So what? Now you have assault on a peace officer.
She
kicked me in the leg and then
you don't hurt me.
Headbutted me, but all she did was headbutt my stuff.
After being handcuffed and explained that all that was going to happen to her was essentially the equivalent of a speeding ticket and her sleeping off her drunkenness in jail for the night, she decides to claw at, headbutt, and kick one of the officers. They took her to the ground at that point and stopped an airport employee who was pushing a wheelchair, with the officers wanting to use that wheelchair to move her outside to wait for transport to jail. Other than being physical, she wasn't that annoying, though I'm sure that being assaulted is plenty annoying for an officer. If there was a meter for annoying, up till this point, she may have been at a 4 or 5 on a scale to 10. She may have had that scale in her head, too, and when she thought of it, much like the first time in a sports car, I believe she must have told herself to floor it to see how far she can make the needle move. Once officers get her to the exit of the airport, they pick her up and start moving her towards a bench by the drop-off area.
Let's sit down, okay?
Let's try.
Fuck you, man! I don't want your penis! Fuck you and your penis!
Yeah, you heard that right. She tried to grab the officer's penis. Not the best thing to do. With all that screaming, you would think that she was getting gut shot or stabbed or something. You have to keep in mind, too, that they're doing nothing at all that would have caused her any pain. Four or five officers physically picked her up and were carrying her outside. She was floating towards this bench. They get her the approximately 20 feet to the bench, where she continues with her show of affection for the officers, and did so for the entire airport to hear.
Let me out! Open up!
Stop.
Open up! You're hurting me! I didn't do anything to anybody! Help me out! Fuck you! I didn't do anything!
Why aren't they
breathing? Open up! Hilfe! Hilfe!
From there, they finally have her in the back of a squad car and are taking her to jail. After kicking several times at the door trying to get it to open, she doesn't let the enclosed back seat of a patrol vehicle stop her from wanting the world to know just what a lovely singing voice you must have.
Lass mich raus! Ich hab nichts gemacht! In einer Bukum!
Sure if she was just trying to flex her vocal cords, or if she was genuinely concerned that the siren wasn't working and she was just trying to help alert other cars that police were coming through. While being transported to jail, the arresting officers that took her outside have a nice chat about what charges will be filed on her.
Yeah.
How's it going? Assault and
Sure. She kicked me. She tried to grab my dick. And clawed me. And headbutted me. I don't know.
Take a picture of her. What's her ID?
11. Is there any pending charges?
Yeah.
What?
Is there any pending charges? Make sure it makes it on the slip.
Didn't she try to grab you drunk?
Oh, yeah. She grabbed my leg instead, but yeah. Clawed me. It was indecent.
In the end, she was charged with public intoxication, resisting arrest, and assault on a police officer. The last one I'll go over, from what I can tell, amazingly, she wasn't intoxicated. From the sounds that you're about to hear, though, they aren't at all very intoxicating either.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This segment will, in fact, be in a sunny location, Palm Beach County, Florida. Deputies with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department receive a call at a Winn-Dixie grocery store about a woman who was trying to shoplift and generally causing a scene. The suspect in this is waiting outside the store when deputies walk up.
I passed myself. I got 3 different transactions, and that's all I was doing. 3 different transactions, I'm paying for myself. Why the f*** that I got a mother f***ing amen to a bitch? Why I gotta do that and I'm paying for my shit?
What do you mean, amen?
Him!
Okay.
I'm paying for myself. 3 different transactions. Bitch, I got money. Bitch, I ain't worried about that. But I'm just saying I'm paying for my stuff. That's all I'm doing. I got 3 different transactions, so I'm paying for my stuff, and that's all I was doing.
Alright, where's the stuff at?
While getting the initial rundown by the suspect, one of the deputies walks inside to talk with the manager and see what was happening.
So she paid for it. The whole bug is already backed up. Nothing's paid for. This is all that's paid from the bug. She's attempting to leave with the bug. So they told her she has to pay for everything. She's making a big scene out of it.
So for the record, she only paid for one item.
It's not even paid. This is a suspended receipt.
A suspended transaction?
Yes.
She's trying to scam.
Yes. So she's, I'm going to pay for different, each transaction, every one by one.
No, you don't.
No. So like I said, she's been making a big scene. That's trespassing. This is like the first time we had an incident for her.
That bit was a little difficult to hear. But what the manager was saying she did was she had a shopping cart, or as we call it in the South, a buggy, full of items when she went to check out. I'm guessing she was at the self-checkout, and then she rang up one item, then canceled it, which printed out a receipt. My guess is that her plan was to walk out with the full buggy, and if anybody tried to stop her, she was going to wave the suspended transaction receipt as if she bought all the stuff. From here, we'll move back outside with the suspect, talking further with authorities.
And they suspended my transaction, and I'm paying for it.
Okay. All right, what's your name? You got your ID with you?
Don't worry about my ID. I just want my shit. You know what? Okay. That's a complete thing.
Okay, listen.
Don't worry about my ID. Don't worry about the motherfucking thing.
Okay, listen.
Listen.
Am I being disrespectful with you?
Because this shit don't make me mad.
I understand.
And I want to hit some motherfucking body right now. And I don't like that. No, I ain't going to hit the police. Because y'all ain't going to take me to jail. Y'all kiss my ass on everything I know.
She did a suspended transaction. She didn't pay for her items.
Right, and I'm paying.
I'm speaking to him, so give me 1 second. Relax. Relax. She was going to try to do one by one individual. on the items, but you had the whole cart full, ready to walk out. So manager just wants to not prosecute, but wants to go ahead and trespass. So that's as simple as that. So for today, we're gonna grab your ID.
If you come back tomorrow, I'll come back when it's tomorrow.
Perfectly. That's fine.
Hey, y'all not getting my ID either.
Okay, well now you're gonna go to jail then for obstruction because you're not giving me your ID. Nope. Okay. Okay.
So you're gonna take me to jail?
You want to go to jail or you wanna go home?
I'm going home.
Then give me the ID.
Stop playing games.
Give me the ID or you
stop
go home.
Playing games. Stop playing games or you're gonna get
my
hand because
I would get it to you.
Okay. Get the ID.
Well, let go of my hand. Don't hold my motherfucker.
Okay, give me the ID, because I'm not playing games.
ID now, or you're going to get a resisting, you're going to get a resisting charge.
Well, go with your ID. Go with the ID.
So you can afford all this.
Can you get the ID? Because
I'm ready. Give me a minute.
Well, hurry up.
Let me go on my way.
Hurry up, get the ID.
I'm wrong with an ugly ass piece. Because I ain't going no jail.
Okay, give me the ID.
Give me a minute.
Just give me your name. It's a lot easier.
I'm going to give you my ID.
You're about to go to jail. I'm not playing with you. Okay? You are going to go to jail if you keep playing with me. Because my patience is running very thin. Okay? So give me your name, or you got 2 minutes to give me the ID.
Give me a minute. Let me find it.
You got about 1 minute left.
Well, you got to wait a minute.
What's your name? Thank you. How hard was that?
I'm out of the way.
As soon as he's done with that, then you can leave. I'm talking to you.
I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you.
You can't go nowhere just yet.
I should go where the f*** I want to go.
Go ahead. You go straight to jail. Go ahead.
I ain't going to jail. I got to
go ahead. Walk. Go ahead. Go ahead. Walk.
I'm talking to him. Ain't no worse, no nothing. I'm good.
I'm
good. I'm good. I'm good. Bitch, I'm good. I ain't scared of y'all. Y'all want me to be scared? Ooh. I ain't scared. I ain't double scared.
Listen.
But you got my ID. When that's it, let me go to the store. Let me get what I'm gonna get and go home and go to Bravo and get me some more motherfucking rocks called Queen Dixon. This high ass motherfucker. But Ducky Tweet Day. I go to Bravo and spend my money. I'm good.
With all that, she was trying to convince police that she wasn't doing anything wrong, that she was trying to pay for her stuff, and I guess everyone else there had mapped out what was happening incorrectly. I don't exactly know what it is, and I may be giving myself a headache because I'm in such deep thought about this, but I don't think she's telling the truth. It may be something to do with the fact that the way her explanation is going just doesn't scream innocence. While standing there, one of her friends calls her on the phone, and she decides to calmly relay her day up until now.
Three different cars. That bitch ain't bitch supposed to be scared. Bitch, I ain't never motherfucking scared about a thing. A bitch got me f***ed up. I'm going! That man got my ID. Why not she? I don't got no work, so nothing. I'm good. Right. And I'm finna go to the liquor store, and
right?
I'm finna get me a motherfucking
bottle. Don't want her back here at the establishment, right?
F*** you, bitch!
I
don't get no right. I don't have to say the damn thing.
So you're now being trespassed. Hold on. That includes the liquor store. So if you come anywhere on this plaza,
that includes the liquor store. The liquor store is part of Winn-Dixie.
You're going to jail. It doesn't matter. If you come back here anywhere on this property, you're going to jail, okay?
Alright,
that's a case number.
I don't need that, see?
You can do what you want.
Have a wonderful day.
Come back and watch where you end up. Bye. Have a good day. Bye bye.
You got 2 seconds. Bye. I'll get a statement from you, and then she'll be trespassed. Okay.
Okay. Bye bye. So you got your ID with you, man?
Oh my God. And isn't that dope?
Deputies have now issued her a trespass warning. This means if she comes back on the property, she draws that lucky card in the game Monopoly that says, go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. She's handed the notice, which she immediately drops on the ground. From there, she walks to an awaiting car, but she keeps on with the mouth, and she still isn't leaving the property. She's been asked to leave, and she's still there. So, it's time to make an arrest.
Come on. We told you to leave. You still.
I'm finna go.
Oh, you're still out here complaining.
No, I'm finna go. We waiting on my sister.
Let's go.
I'm finna go.
Let's go.
No, I'm finna go.
Out of the car.
My sister went in the car.
Out of the car. We're gonna pull you out of this car. Out of the car, or I'm gonna pull you out of the car. Let's go. Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
I'm finna go.
Let's go. Get out of the car.
Come on.
Get out of the car.
Come on.
Get out of the car. Let's go.
We're way past that.
Let's go.
No, we finna go. Hold on, Chappelle.
There's no hold on. Let's go.
No, I need my phone.
No.
Okay,
now you're gonna get a charge for resisting. Let's go. You keep resisting, and you're done.
Let's go.
No, let me get my wallet.
I'm not gonna get anything.
Let me get my wallet.
I got it.
No, somebody get my wallet.
Here we go.
Get my. No, you finna break. You done broke my nail.
I don't care about your nails or any of that. We told you to leave, and you continue to be here.
I'm finna go. My sister is coming. My sister is in the cell.
We are done.
We finna go.
Let's go. We are past that. We told you to leave. You're still on the property, yelling and screaming.
I'm finna go.
Causing a big scene. Nope. For no reason.
Open up.
My sister went in the car.
No, she. We're done. Sorry.
Get my wallet. Get my purse.
Let's go. Have a seat. Have a seat, please.
I'm finna go.
Have a seat. Have a seat, or I'll sit you down. Have a seat. Have a seat, because we're done playing games. Let's go. Sit down.
I'm finna go.
Sit down.
I'm finna go.
Sit down.
And don't move, bitch.
Let's go. Sit down.
Stand
there. I hate no people.
Let's go. Sit down. Thank you.
After getting her into the police car, there was a stunning turn of events. She completely calms down and starts reciting the gospel like it was Sunday, and she was trying to spread the message of the good book to all who were within earshot. I hope you didn't believe any of that. Of course she didn't. Somewhere in her mind, she must have thought if she talked enough that the officers would change their mind, the door to the police car would just open, and the handcuffs on her wrist would just melt away.
Can I have my shoe?
Yeah, your shoe's in the front.
That was how bitches wanted the motherfucking dude. Take me to jail. Y'all been wanting the motherfucking take me to jail with that old flower ass shit. That was how bitches wanted to do. That was all bitches wanting to do. Flower ass shit. Give me my shoe.
I'm not worried about your shoe.
I want my motherfucking shoe.
I don't care what you want.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. Give me my motherfucking shoe. Fuck. Give me my shoe. Give me my shoe. That was all bitches wanting to do. Take me to motherfucking jail.
I'm not giving
jail. And y'all. And fuck. And I don't have no motherfucking watch. No nothing, bitch. I get the fuck out in the morning. And I'm going to work tomorrow. Fuck y'all. Take this shit the fuck out my motherfucking leg. Don't fuck around with y'all. Bitch, I'm finna leave. I can't stop my sister from going in the fucking store. The fuck wrong with y'all, bitches? Give me my motherfucking shoe so I get the fuck away from y'all. And I'm gonna get out in the morning. In the morning, bitch. Trespassing? Oh, that's nothing. Bitch, I know the law. Bitch, my godmama is a fucking bell sponge me. Bitch, I ain't know the fucking law. You need to ride motherfucking faster because I need my motherfucking shoe and I got the fucking kids. Come on, piss out of it and shit out of your motherfucking bitch, so hurry up and get me the fuck up out this fuck ass shit. I hate you bitches. I hate y'all. I was leaving. My sister went in the house though. I can't motherfucking make her hurry up. And she went in the house though. The fuck wrong with you, bitch? I was leaving. I was going home to my fucking resident. I was going home. Hurry the fuck up. Y'all wanted to take me to jail. For what? Cause I'm paying for my shit? Oh, y'all kiss my ass.
You, gonna stop?
Oh, my feet going to sleep, the f***.
She was charged with trespassing and resisting an officer without violence. Each one of those charges carried a $500 bond. Both of those are misdemeanors. She pled guilty and the judge deferred her sentence. She got no jail time. All she ended up having to do was pay the court costs. But she decided she didn't want to do that. So what was the penalty for it? They simply suspended her driver's license. That's it. I did a small amount of looking after this to try to find out if she had any other sort of criminal background, and all I was able to find was that she was arrested in 2014 for a DUI. There may be some more, but I wasn't able to find anything else. So here's a question for all of you. Hypothetical, of course. But imagine, you're a police officer, and you know how each one of these people act before you get there. You can decide on which is the worst one and not respond to that call. But you have to respond to the other two. So really deep thought on it. Which would be the worst for you? You can answer that question over the Facebook discussion group. Or if you're listening on YouTube or any other platform that you can comment on, be sure to let me know which of these three is the worst in your opinion. Thank you all for listening and continuing to support the show. If you'd like to help out Music City 911 further, you can hop over to Patreon and sign up for ad-free and bonus episodes. Or, if you like, you can buy me a beer. Head over to MusicCity911.com and look towards the bottom of the page for the Buy Me a Beer button. That's simply a one-time single donation that can be made in any amount. And that will also do it for this episode. Before I go, I wanted to let you in on a very cool four-part mini-series put on by my very good podcaster friend Tyler from the Minds of Madness. By the time you hear this, it will already be released. I know I'll be listening on my drive into work. Stick around and listen to the trailer for Minds of Madness's Who Killed Jennifer? And until next time, for Music City 911, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.
On February 4th, the Minds of Madness is set to release an investigative four-part series centered on a cold case from nearly four decades ago.
At first, it was just, my mom's gone. And then it became, you know, your mom was taken by a bad man.
They found video of him killing women.
If you'd ever watched any episodes of Breaking Bad, that's exactly what you would see.
He buried these 11 women and kept going out there. He made a road going out there.
You got this dude saying, hey, I'm going to show your family these pictures. And, like, he's secretly taping her.
The cops don't care. We're nothing to them.
They dumped her like a piece of garbage, you know?
I don't see anything that screams there's two people doing this.
I never thought anything was going to come of this case. Ever.
Listen to the Minds of Madness series, Who Killed Jennifer, starting February 4th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.